Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1716 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Did witness tell Wren he had told some leaner that witness had been made to tell the lien by Detective John Black? Witness did not tell Wren that he was going to take a hobo trip, that he was in bad with the probation officer and the detectives, and that witness was afraid of John Black. Witness did not promise to make any affidavit for Wren anywhere or say that he was afraid to make an affidavit in Atlanta. Each and every statement charged by Burke in his affidavit of May 5, 1914, as having been made by deponent to Jimmy Wren in Atlanta, is absolutely and unqualifiedly false. And if Jimmy Wren made these statements to C.W. Burke as coming from witness, said Jimmy Wren was stuffing, said Burke, with falsehoods, which he, said Wren, manufactured. Witness's affidavit given to Hugh M. Dorsey, solicitor, and sworn to and subscribed before an officer on Monday, May 4, 1914, is a true statement of witness's dealings with Jimmy Wren. John R. Black testifies in affidavit in substance as follows. On the first day of the coroner's investigation into the death of Mary Fagan, Mr. J.W. Coleman, stepfather of said Mary Fagan, told me about 2:30 o'clock in the afternoon that there was a boy down in the lobby of the station house who had told him on Sunday and Monday nights that he had gone to town Mary Fagan on Saturday, April 26, 1913, and that this boy told him he sat on the same seat with Mary. Mr. Coleman also stated to me that this boy down in the lobby had described to him Mary's leaving the car at Marietta and Forsyth Streets, her going south along Forsyth Saint toward the National Pencil Factory, her conversation in which she told him she was afraid of Leo M. Frank, etc. Mr. Coleman and I went to the lobby and talked to the boy, who was George Epps, later a witness in this case, and George Epps admitted to witness the things Mr. Coleman had communicated to witness. George made a statement to witness embodying what he later testified in the case. Witness called the coroner out, and George Epps repeated the same things to him. The next I heard of, said George Epps, was the next day when George called me up by phone and asked me to come to the spring.